Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stills and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. We took a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Sports pitched a dud this weekend.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, other than the Knicks getting bounced, that's not a dud.
Woo!
That's not a dud! Cancun!
Hey, when you get eliminated this late, you can't do 1, 2, 3 Cancun.
Yeah, no, respectable season. Yeah. Losers!
I got to tell you, I don't feel better about Cat after this series.
Okay.
Thanks.
I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? Like, I mean, he's
like they don't have a big, right?
Yep.
Or they have a big that can't shoot worth a lick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very good on the offensive end.
Well, he's a
Cat was supposed to be that weapon that would take advantage of other bigs.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the only big I know you can cover him with a guard him with a hobbit because he ain't going in the paint.
Yeah, he strangely did very good against Joker last year, though.
Right. Like, isn't that like that's a weird thing, isn't it?
He's a weird player.
Right.
He's a weird player. But oh well. Enjoy Cancun next.
You're like, oh well.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Let me get to the real task at hand. Heater talking to some Spanish coach. I need to figure out what's going on with him.
Ooh. Heater talking to some Spanish coach.
Yeah. Mm. Well, he's Italian, but he was the head coach of the Spanish team.
Mm. What are they talking to him about?
Apparently an assistant coaching job.
Oh, assistant.
Oh. What?
What?
What do you mean wink?
Wink.
He's not going to be the head coach.
Push Bo upstairs.
He's not getting pushed upstairs.
It's happening, guys. It's
he's
happening
literally not him. Getting pushed upstairs.
The breadcrumbs are adding up.
Okay, the breadcrumbs literally
hey,
say
Marcos.
He's going to be an assistant
yeah.
coach.
Marcos.
Yes, sir.
Marcos.
Yep.
Now, granted, I would say this wasn't Spo's best year. on the bench.
Easily is worse.
Right. Oh, well, I'm just, let's just use our good words.
Okay.
Wasn't his best season.
All right.
However, you ingrate.
Jeez.
That man hasn't done enough for this organization to be able to turn it around. Like, it's like you can be great for 20 years, and if you have a bad 6 months, you're a bum.
No. He just wants his stupid plan to work out. The kick him upstairs plan. That's all he cares about.
Leroy, I thought you were better than that. What? You know, Tobin wanted to give Jimmy the contract for what he's done. Mm. And you were smart enough, Leroy, to see through that. No.
Coaching's different, though.
How is it different?
Because if you have
he's already got an extension, so what's the difference?
Stench.
You got to look at the overall
emphasis on stench.
Success.
What? He signed an extension last year, like for 8 years.
Yeah, that was like a, it was like a do right by Spo.
What?
A little wink. We know what's going on.
I don't think you know what's going on at all. I don't think you've ever known with anything less of what's going on.
I'm so right on. They're interviewing coaches.
Yeah, because they're probably going to lose Chris Quinn to be the head coach of the Suns.
Because he's clearly like, hey guys, Spo needs to move on. This is my time.
And you're basing that off of 1 year?
No, not to, it's been a steady decline. He's been bailed out by Jimmy Butler, and
but that's wait. So has every other team that has a winning record and success.
No,
think of the championships LeBron has won away from Miami.
Okay, he's never
Those coaches didn't last 2 seconds after LeBron left.
Well, those were just puppets. LeBron was really the coach. This guy who's supposed to be a guru, and you know, at one point, best coach in the NBA.
At one point? You're taking that from him?
Have we not?
Hey, what? Can I ask you a question?
We've been a bubble team.
Portion,
have we not?
What portion of that? So you're telling me this team, this past year, was how many games better than 37? How many wins better than 37? What should they have had if they had good coaching?
Well, if they had good coaching, Jimmy Butler wouldn't have left.
What? That has nothing to do with anything.
That had nothing to do with coaching.
He didn't like how they were utilizing him. Let's start with that.
He just wanted his money.
That's not what he told me.
Wait.
Why would Jimmy
Marcos, we're going to need you to start being truthful here if we don't get through
this. Stop being an idiot.
Did Jimmy Butler, was that not his first complaint? He didn't like how he was being utilized.
No, that was his fourth complaint after he didn't get his money.
No.
And he got fined 27 times.
He was going to be a good soldier. Then Tobin with the side eye and these questions.
This is all operations of out of order. Like, this is not how it happened.
And then he got angry. He got agitated.
You're changing history.
Marcos.
Spo never addressed it.
Marcos.
Never commanded the locker room.
Marcos.
Yeah.
You still haven't answered my question.
I think he's a little long in the tooth.
Hold on. If I had another coach with the same players, okay, the same circumstance would have occurred. Jimmy was still going to get traded.
Okay, fine. Let's say the same circumstance occurred.
So how many wins should they have had?
I'll tell you what, less. They should have had less. But because he's so egotistical and focused on doing the right thing, now we miss out on Cooper Flag.
What?
Oh, true or false?
Wait. So you're saying, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
That if Spo wasn't the coach, they would have had less wins. But because he was able to get this,
because that's the right thing to do. Yes, because that would have been the right thing to do.
But so
because
he's so
focused on his
so
ego.
So you're basically saying, with the information that he had, and the weapons that he had, and the players that he had, he probably did more. Or won more games for this team than any other coach would have.
Correct. He won more games.
And that makes him a good coach.
Nope. Did more damage.
What?
Now, Leroy, this is something that you started with at the beginning of the season. True or false? Let's just play a little game here. You know, I love game shows.
Oh, like you answered my question.
No, just simple. You know, true or false?
You have evil games.
Spo should have relied on his rookies more and earlier.
Well, let me say this.
All right.
This has been a thing with Spo since he got the job.
Well.
And it's not with, wait.
All right.
It is not with all rookies. It's just with bigs. He has always been that way.
Yeah, he's been anti-big for a while. But beyond that, true or false, Leroy, he should have relied on his rookies earlier and more often.
I would have liked that, yes.
Okay. That's one thing.
See how I answered that question truthfully?
I appreciate that.
But let me also say this.
Yeah.
I don't know as much as Spo. Okay. I only claim to know. And my whole problem
seemed like it worked out, though.
Can we just get to the dumber point here? He's not the head coach. They're hiring somebody for his staff, you idiot.
You don't know that.
No, I do know that. Like, what are you talking about? The reports are not plan. The Miami Heat are replacing him with a... Let me give you the report.
Yeah.
It's from Euro Hoops. Miami Heat are looking into hiring.
Euro Hoops?
Can't trust this.
I can't trust... Hold on. I can't trust the number one authority on international basketball.
Does it have a Z at the end?
No.
Okay. No, this is reliable then.
You guys realize basketball's popular other places, yeah?
I've heard of it.
Don't say you guys. You guys.
You were pretty skeptical when I said your own.
Yeah, he was so skeptical.
Well, listen. And in fairness to me, okay, you have come in here with some heaters from rando guys. So I just looked as a situation of, okay, let's see if this is a reputable site, and then you gave the bona fides, and yes, it is. So that's why I gave you the look. I didn't give you the look like it was legit. I give you a look sometimes because you scour the internet for anybody that would say
it just popped up on my social media feed.
Okay, all right. So let's get to it.
Made up all the bona fides, by the way. No, it says Miami Heat are looking into hiring Italian expert Sergio Scariolo. Sergio Scariolo. Miami Heat have expressed interest in Sergio Scariolo as their associate coach. Such a potential return to the NBA would have him working under head coach Eric Spoelstra. News was revealed by Alex Molina of Eurohoops Spain on Monday, following up a recent report on the 64-year-old Italian tactician traveling to the United States to interview with an NBA franchise. He previously served as an assistant coach for the Toronto Raptors under Nick Nurse from 2018 to 2021. His run was highlighted by winning an NBA championship in 2019. He left the lone Canadian franchise in the league and signed a multi-year contract with Virtus. Segafredo Bologna to become the new head coach of the Italian club in his second stint in 2015. He also won Euro.
Yeah, okay.
The Euro Cup in 2022, okay. Which is a big deal.
Yeah, this guy is going to be an assistant coach. You know what? You need to grow up, dude. You need to grow up.
He literally was an assistant coach in the NBA.
Already done. Already did that for a championship team, the succession.
So you think, like, what do you think the odds are right now that this guy's going to be the head coach of the Miami Heat, Frogboy?
It depends on Chris Quinn leaving.
No, you need to make the choice right now. Chris Quinn's one of the three finalists, so what do you put the odds at? Come on, be bold.
I don't think Quinn gets the job, unfortunately.
Why?
Because Phoenix is a dumb franchise.
I look at it differently. I'm looking at if the Heat are making these moves, then he must be on the inside track to get the job.
Or maybe boost him up. Here we go. Now I see it. Just saw the
plan. He doesn't see it.
Boost him up, right? Spo goes to the front office. We love you, Spo. Thank you for your service. You're so great. We love you. Look, you're the new pop. Then Chris Quinn says, screw you, Phoenix. Give me Kevin Durant. Here's Terry Rozier. Oof, gross. Please, can we just get rid of that? Now we have Chris Quinn as our head coach, and Sergio Bologna can be...
That's not his name. Please don't do that. That's very disrespectful.
Sabaros is going to be
Scariolo.
Our new... He will be the new assistant coach, and everything is right in the world, essentially. Spo still has a great job.
I got to tell you something. This guy's got great hair.
Does he?
Yeah.
Handsome on the bench?
Yep. Italian Pat Riley.
Come on, dude. Is it? No, he's Irish.
What?
Mafia. You know, that guy.
He's from New York.
That's why.
Take a break. Those are our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. I apologize for Frog Boy.
Yeah.
Idiot.
There, you guys will see. You'll see.
No, we're not going to see anything.
You'll see.
Everything that this report says went against what you thought.
Nah, it's all coming together.
We'll take a break. Evan Rodriguez from the Panthers is going to join us later on this hour. Fresh off his first goal of the postseason. Surprisingly, it took him a while. But he's always fun to talk to. We'll talk about the Cats Cup rematch coming on up. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Florida Panthers getting going to the Stanley Cup Final coming up on Wednesday as we have game one between the Cats and Oilers getting going. The Knicks, and they are bounced, so the Pacers and Thunder will get going on Thursday. And we got our championships all set to go.
What are you, sick?
I don't feel great.
Sick over there?
Yeah. What are you, Judgy McJudge? I haven't been over there for you.
I was actually sick all last week. I probably got you sick.
Yeah, you probably got me sick, you rat bastard.
We finally got him.
But, yeah, man, it is. It should be exciting. Obviously, big rematch going on between the Panthers and the Oilers. And we get going. All the action set here. Evan Rodriguez will join us coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll talk some Stanley Cup Final with him. Hurricanes, they lost to Southern Miss yesterday. They play again today for the right to move on to the Super Regional for all our baseball fans out there. So, but they lost last night pretty badly.
Yeah, it's okay, though. Shake it off.
Just got to win tonight.
Come on. Easy peasy.
What's the point of having double
elimination? You got no choice now.
Yeah.
What's
the point of double elimination if you don't put yourself in that position?
It's called double.
That's the fun of it.
That's why we do it.
That's the fun of it, baby. So, we got it all happening for us. Panthers will be traveling out, I believe, to Edmonton today. I think tomorrow's media day. Mm. We found out you were a huge liar, by the way, over the weekend. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What?
Yeah, as you've done this whole thing, you went on, you got fooled by Instagram about Sergei Bobrovsky.
No way.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't ask the hockey hornet.
No, you got fooled. by the Instagram, as I suspected.
What?
And you look like an idiot.
No way.
Somebody found us with Bob on the record talking about it.
Somebody found that?
Yeah, somebody found it.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah. Research.
Need a job?
And he said, Bob's like, no, that's not true.
What?
I didn't lose 20 pounds. This is the most I've ever lost is 4.
4 pounds?
Yep.
Bleacher Report.
No, just stop falling for the internet.
Why would the internet lie to me?
Because that's what it does.
That's what it does.
That's literally what it does for clicks. It's
never done that to me.
And you sat here just
I don't
like,
know, though. You said this, some person. How do I know it wasn't AI, whatever this person found? You said the internet lies.
It was Sergei Bobrovsky on the NHL Network.
Was it?
Yes.
The NHL Network or the NHL Network as according to AI?
What?
You know, these new things are getting crazy nowadays.
No, I gotta see you're this, getting crazy.
I got to see this evidence you supposedly had.
I will show you the evidence.
I appreciate that.
But the guy was strictly on the record saying that's not true. And then I think he said anybody who falls for it is a stupid dum-dum. I think that's what he also said.
I tried to explain to you how impossible that was.
Yeah, but the internet would have lied to me, Leroy. I'm still not buying this.
Okay, you can listen to the internet.
Yeah.
Or listen to somebody who ended up in the hospital from dehydration, and it was nowhere near 20 pounds.
20 pounds is a ridiculous amount of weight that you need to lose on purpose or be in the desert stranded.
Right.
So when these UFC fighters, how much do you think they lose in a day?
There are guys who have lost 20 pounds.
Look at that.
But they probably need a week to do it.
What?
And they gain it right
back. And they gain it right back.
The second they get on the
scale. They gain it right back the next day.
Like the next day you can gain it back, right? But you can't lose it that quickly unless you focus. And you gain some pre-water and then 4 overtimes. I mean, come on. It's like a whole other game.
By the way, Marcos.
Yep.
Again, I'm going to give you real stuff versus this imaginary world you live in.
Yeah.
There isn't enough water in the world that you could drink to rehydrate if you lose that much weight that quick. When I ended up in the hospital with all the IV bags, because I was cramping up so much, my tongue was cramping up.
Oof.
That's how much weight I lost. And I was drinking so much water, and they go, yeah, that can't get in your system that quick.
Ooh,
so how much, that is not accurate.
How much did
that
you lose?
That is not accurate.
How much did you lose? 6 pounds?
I started the game at like 220.
Yeah.
And got down to like 208.
Look at that. You're telling me Bob couldn't push it?
And I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
And it was a different scenario.
He also
I wasn't playing on ice.
He also didn't. He was working hard. He also, drinks during the game.
Hmm.
And can you just stop being an idiot?
You know, Bob, he's like a fish, constantly just. That can be like, it's like 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah, so how would he lose
Marcos,
it that much?
Marcos, this is no lie.
Also, he plays on ice.
That doesn't mean anything.
I already mentioned that.
He's got he's got a samurai suit on.
Marcos, yeah. Marcos, listen to me. I could take you in this hot sun.
Yeah. Ooh.
And we could run around and do stuff. When you lose 5 pounds, you'll start having almost blurry vision.
Mm.
So imagine 20 pounds.
Well,
you're about to die.
Okay, it was 15, though. On the graphics said 15. You know, that's where we started. Then other reports got to 20, and, just ran with it. But Bob really said only 4 pounds, huh?
15 that's all he pounds said. Is not.
Only four. And that was in the quadruple overtime game, too.
Really? What does he know? He's a modest man. It had to be at least 8
pounds. I tell you, the only difference between Bob and us, we play in extreme heat sometimes.
Yeah.
And we have those pads on, right? And I tell you what, some games it was so hot and so sweaty, you had to change pants and you just go and just strip down at halftime. So, yeah.
I'm going to ask the Hockey Hornet. If he tells me, then I'll believe him.
Why do you have to watch the Hockey Hornet? We have Bob on the record.
I can't trust AI. Hockey Hornet would never.
No, AI. But you'll trust Bleacher Report.
Why would they lie to me?
I just don't understand what you're doing.
Why would they do that?
I don't understand what you're doing.
Okay. I thought he was a freak athlete. I waited.
He is a freak athlete.
And then UFC fighters with their crazy stuff. I don't know what goes on that stuff. This guy's naked behind a towel. Is his junk on it? I don't know. He's kind of holding his belly up. They do crazy things over there. I try not to focus too much. I thought he can do it.
Okay, but their actual purpose is to be in a sauna losing weight or in a hot bathtub losing weight.
A lot of goalie equipment. So hot in there. So hot. And he focuses more than anyone in the world.
Sometimes what does that have to do with losing weight? When you're dehydrating.
Bruce Lee used to do crazy things when he would focus. He would be like, what? But now I'm thinking,
please don't do that ever again. That is the worst impression you've ever done, and that goes right with your godfather.
Oh, man. I really feel like
he said be water. He didn't just say
water.
No, please stop doing that. Please.
A little offensive?
A little bit.
All right.
I don't think it's all the way there, but it's also bad, which is like, it's really just adding to it.
It's offensive to Bruce Lee.
He would say be water.
Be water.
Yeah. He wouldn't just say water. That wasn't his catchphrase.
What the? Okay.
All right. You know what? Now you're going too far, and I'm gonna have to hit you with a minus one.
That's fair. That one was bad.
Minus one.
But, like I said, with intense focus, you can beat science, dude. So I thought, if there's any man who can pull off something that...
I can't believe you reached back and you thought to yourself, I need to put more on this terrible impression of mine.
Right.
I thought like you were like, you know what? I didn't reach back and I thought I had 92 back there, but you know what? I think I can get to 95.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Be water.
Please stop.
That was my best one. But I apologize. I may have been wrong. I still don't know yet. Still have to review the footage.
Oh, my goodness.
Still don't know.
What are you doing?
We'll take a break. One of our favorites, Evan Rodriguez, center from your Florida Panthers. He joins us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy, Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Very excited to talk to our next guest as the Florida Panthers getting ready for their third straight trip to the Stanley Cup Final. And one of the champs joining us here, Evan Rodriguez, got his first goal of the postseason in the Cats clincher against the Hurricanes. Evan, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
What level of honor is it when you get the puck for the puck board? That looks, it's one of our favorite things every time they you guys are around the locker room. Someone, whoever won the last game, has to give it to the next guy. So when you get the puck, like, how, where does that go as far as in-season honors for you from your teammates?
Yeah, it's pretty cool because it comes from your teammates, like you said. It's something that your teammates recognize. And it's a cool little tradition, right? We did it last year and again this year. And you always want to help contribute to a win, right? So being acknowledged by your teammates is special. And, you know, each guy will get there.
How hard is it? Because we've seen the transition from winning the President's Cup but not performing well in the playoffs to kind of changing how everything is done, more physical, more defensive. How is that transition for, like, guys that come in or even for guys that were here? Because, like, you spend your career playing a certain way and then it's just thrown out the door and you have to kind of reinvent yourself.
Yeah, I think the best way I can put it is you don't really have a choice. And, you know, it's, you go through the regular season and it's still a little bit different than what our game is in the playoffs. And once the playoffs come, if you don't play our way and if you don't do the things that are necessary to winning, it's not really the coaches that are on you. It's the players on the bench. It's the guys right next to you that are like, we don't do that here. That's
right.
That's unacceptable. Like, that, don't do it again. And when your teammates are holding you accountable, it's a different feeling than, you know, even the coach or whoever else. And so, yeah, like I said, you don't really have a choice, or, you know, everyone's kind of on you and everyone will be like, that just isn't it. So you learn quickly and you just adapt because, you know, at the end of the day, you recognize and realize that it's what you need to do to be successful. And I think everyone recognizes that pretty quickly and then hops right on board.
It's a weird dynamic because I play football and a guy who was not tough and physical never just turned on a switch and became tough and physical. And the style of play that I've seen now versus a couple of years ago is so different. And I always wondered, did you guys always have it in you, or it was just something, like you said, like you have to adapt?
I'd say a little bit of both. I would say the guys that we have on our team all have that edge. But at the same time, a lot of it's mental, right? Like, you, even if you think you don't have it, the team, the guys that, you know, have been here and I guess lead in that category kind of drag you right into the fight, right? Like, if you got the other four guys on the team going into a fight, right, you're not going to be the one guy standing off to the side. Cause again, like I said earlier, your team's going to let you know, like, that's right, not acceptable. So, you know, we have leaders in that category that, you know, we have guys that are more physical and you know, maybe meaner than others, but everyone pulls on the rope, right? Everyone does what they can. Everyone, you know, lays their hits when they have them. And, it's almost like it's a team thing, right? When it's over and over and over again, the other team starts to feel it, and it might not be the biggest hits or it might not be, you know, the meanest, but when you're getting hit over and over and over again, it wears on you. And I can imagine it's the same thing in football and any sport. It's, the toll eventually catches up to you.
Well, speaking of toughness, how crazy was it that you got an embellishment call for basically getting torpedoed into the boards? Like, that was one of the craziest things I think I've ever seen in my life. Like, when you were going there, did you even realize, like, what was happening when that got called on you?
I had no idea. I've mentioned this before, but I went off the ice, so I just figured, you know, they got a roughing or matching roughings between whoever was out there. And, you know, it was funny, in between the second and third period, Ekki said, like, that was the craziest call I've ever seen. And I was a little bit pissed off. I kind of ignored him a little bit and just didn't acknowledge, like, what he said. And then after the game, I got a text from my brother being like, yeah, that was a crazy embellishing. And that's when I found out that I got an embellishing call. Didn't even know how to react because I couldn't, like, I could not believe it. Like, I couldn't fathom that that could even be possible.
It's impossible to call roughing on one guy and embellishment on the other. It's either one or the other.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I'm just going to move on from, because I can't even explain it to you. Like, I couldn't even tell you, like, oh, this is what he saw, or like, this is what maybe, like, this is what, like, maybe I could see it through his eyes, but I just, like, I got nothing for you.
You have nothing to explain. It was crazy to me. I just, it still is one of those things that's going to be like, we'll look back on the DVD of this season and be like, oh my God, I can't believe that was a moment.
Yeah.
One of the things that's crazy though, Evan, like, you do finally get your first goal, but you guys have so many guys who have scored, but you were amongst, like, the group who didn't, and it didn't seem like you belong. I know you have a ton of assists in the postseason run. So were you getting any talk from your teammates? Because you're usually, like, piling it into the net during a postseason run. How crazy was it that it took that long to get one to finally go for you?
No, it didn't bother me at all. I don't think even the guys on, I'm going to be honest, I don't even think the guys on the team knew I didn't have a goal yet. Like, we couldn't be more of a team in that sense of the word. Like, it doesn't matter who's scoring, who's getting points. At the end of the day, it's just about wins, right? So, personally, obviously, you always want to contribute. You always want to, put the puck in the net, help the team win. But, like I said before, I was saving them,
ready for an avalanche.
Yeah, exactly. So just stockpiling them, and obviously nice to score though and contribute to that one.
The way you guys play though, it's almost like the way, even when Paul explains games, the scoring is a product of doing all the other things necessary to win. So there's not as much importance put on scoring, even though you need to score to win.
Yeah, I think the biggest message, I think, and the biggest takeaway is that we're all in the NHL for a reason, right? We all have the talent. We all have the ability. We all got to this spot because we have talent. So when you focus on, the little things and the defense and, the things that are more mentally hard than, actual talent, the talent will just come out when it has to come out, right? The goal scoring ability, the playmaking ability, those things will come out just because it's what we've done our whole lives. We know how to do it. It's the reason why we're here. And so when you put the mental focus onto, like you said, the defense, the physical, nature of the game, the hitting, those sort of things that aren't just natural, that take, focus and attention, the rest of it just takes care of itself. And I think that's, that's where we're having our success, is that we can, put our mental capacity into the hard things, and the fun and the goal scoring and the playmaking, that's when your natural instincts, your natural talents just take care of themselves and shine through.
How have you found this season for your team, being the hunted, like being the team that everybody wants to chase down? Some people are calling you the standard right now, but like, what is it like bringing that in the back of your head to the rink every single night, instead of, redemption, getting your first championship and trying to get to this big accomplishment? Is it a different mental exercise to bring it again and knowing that everybody's gunning for you with their best?
I think in the regular season more than the playoffs. The regular season, it's a long year. It's a bit of a grind. Like you said, every team is now bringing their best because they know that's kind of what they need to beat us. And, I'd be lying if I said it's not, extremely hard to bring it every single night, right? Like it's a long season. And, but once it comes to the playoffs, I think, that's when you're seeing every team, every player's best night in, night out. And in that token, it's, we've been fine in that regard. It hasn't been that too much of a challenge. It's something I think we've embraced more and we'll look to continue to do that the rest of the way.
Do you guys laugh when other teams come to you and say, we're going to try to be as physical as you, and you go, you're not that guy? right? Because it kind of happened early in the Carolina series where, you know, I've known Carolina to be just extremely fast on skates, like just from one end to the other, whatever. Then all of a sudden, now we got fisticuffs all the time. We're like, that's not your thing, dude. That for the Panthers, that's Tuesday.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's where the experience and doing it all regular season long, this is where you see the payoff, right? This is where we can, you know, withstand that and do it over and over and over again and it be normal for us. You know, in the playoffs, a lot of, you know, even when I was on different teams before this, you can get up for a period or two and be physical and hard. Even a game, you can do it for 60 minutes, but to do it night in and night out when you haven't done it before is extremely challenging. It's right. I've had the experience, like I said, I've had the experiences on other teams doing that. And I think that's one of our biggest, you know, advantages, I would say, is that we've had the experience of doing it. It's what we preached all year long from the start of training camp. It's what we did last year. It's what the guys that were here did the year before. And it's just more natural to us, I believe. And I think that's, you know, a big reason, a big part of our success.
A couple more randos before we get you out of here, Evan. In the last win, you guys, the team put out a mic'd up, and Paul Maurice said at one point, you guys are sweet saucing it tonight, boys. What the hell does that mean? What is sweet saucing it?
He makes fun of us when we try to get cute with the puck and, you know, make plays and be fancy. So that was someone probably threw a, you know, nice head high saucer pass across the ice. And that was his subtle, not so subtle way of saying, hey, enough. That's, you're done. Oh,
it wasn't a compliment?
No, well, it was a compliment, but also there was a hidden meaning of, hey, that's your, like that. That isn't us. And that was your one. And now stop.
Is he like that with everything? Because, you know, when he talks to the media, he kind of has a sly way of making his point where everybody gets it, but then he'll smile or stay in this one tone of voice. But then you'll hear him like in the box yelling at you guys. And I'm like, oh, he's a different dude.
Yeah, he's really, it's one of his that I found over my 2 years here is he's really good at controlling or I guess getting the message across, like whatever his message is. He has a way about him, whether it be in a sarcastic way or whether it be sometimes like he almost knows what we need. Right. So when we need, you know, when we need a strong and yeah, when he mother F's you, you know, like sometimes we get the message, but then like you just mentioned, like sometimes they'll say something extremely sarcastic where we all kind of get a chuckle out of it. But then it's like, hey, guys, like,
okay. Let's go.
But, you know, so he does a really good job of knowing what we need and what our team needs. And he's a fun coach to play for. That's for sure.
My favorite game. I think you guys end up losing a game or something. And he goes, you know what? I like a lot of the things that we did. It's not like we're going to come up here tomorrow and have a punitive skate. So I've been wondering, what the hell is a punitive skate?
You know, I think I'm wondering with you. I don't know. I'm guessing we're not coming out here and having like maybe like being all down and upset. We're going to go out there. We're going to get his big message is, you know, we win or we learn type deal. So if you win, you're feeling good. You get back to work. But if not, you learn from it and you get right back out there. Right. You learn from it. You take the things, you change the things you need to change and you just get back to work. And, you know, we obviously have a good setup here. We have a brand new practice facility, you know, beautiful weather, this, that, and the other thing. We're all living our dream in a great place. But at the end of the day, when we come to the rink and it's between the hours of whatever it is, 9 to 1 or however long we're here till, we put the work boots on and we put our work in and then we get to go enjoy ourselves. So I'm sure that was part of his message was that we're going to get back to work.
Evan Rodriguez, thanks for giving us so much time, man. Best of luck. Safe travels up to Edmonton. Will you be making any DQ runs in Edmonton? Is that part of your go-to dessert? Will you be part of the DQ crew?
I haven't been part of the DQ crew, but I've seen some things online that people are already mapping out where they are. So
what part of Canada are you from?
Pardon?
What part of Canada are you from?
I'm from Toronto.
So my wife is from Sherbrooke.
Oh, okay. Quebec. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That small little town had a Dairy Queen. Yeah. Dairy Queen Brazier, because they had hamburgers.
So I'm not going to put any names out there. I'll let you guys figure it out. But there is someone on this team that swears that the bacon cheeseburger at DQ is the best fast food burger out there.
It's got to be Mikola.
I'm not giving you the name, but there is a human being on the Florida Panthers that
lives by the Dairy Queen bacon cheeseburger.
That's a crazy take.
That's what I'm leaving you guys with.
So. All right. Hey, best of luck this series, Evan. Thanks for spending so much time with us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.